Given the recent spate of dramatic attacks, October would appear to be a month of animals behaving badly. But commentator Cy Montgomery says don't blame the critters.
First, one of Siegfried and Roy's famous white tigers critically injures the illusionist, biting him during a performance. Next, a tiger in New York bites a man with whom he was sharing a Harlem apartment, along with a 5-foot alligator, by the way. And the following week, we learn that a grizzly bear has mauled to death a researcher and his girlfriend in Alaska. These stories have easily eclipsed most other news. No wonder. Tigers and bears are far more interesting than, say, politicians, for the simple reason that until quite recently in our evolution, if you weren't interested in big predators, you quickly became a snack for one. Which brings me to what is puzzling. People keep asking me, what made the animals do it? In Roy Horn's case, images from a video suggest he actually slipped and the cat might have been trying to pick him up. Maybe so, but even very polite predators who might know and love you are still predators. Catching prey is fundamental to who they are. Sometimes they just can't resist. It's like you're on Atkins and there's this donut on the table. The next minute, despite your best intentions, the donut is gone. Not one of the people hurt or killed by these huge predators blamed the animals. Roy Horn's words as he was taken to the hospital were, "Don't hurt the cat." As he was hauled off by police, the man bitten by the tiger in his apartment said, "The cat is like my brother." And biologist Timothy Treadwell, in one of the stunning videos he made about bears, thanks a grizzly named Quincy for not eating him. "If Quincy had eaten me," he says, "good cause. He's a nice bear." The tragedy behind the tragedies is this. We have forgotten the true nature of wild predatory animals. Precisely because they can kill us, these are the beasts who thrill, horrify, challenge, inspire, and humble us. They enlarge our capacity for wonder and reverence. No matter what else these folks might have done wrong, and keeping a tiger in an apartment is very wrong, they all had one thing right. The very fact of their involvement with these animals shows they remembered we need wildness in our world. In very different settings, all these people were trying, with different degrees of success, to touch in some way the magnificent wildness of predators. To do so was worth, to them, a very great price.
Commentator Cy Montgomery is author of The Man-Eating Tigers of Schunderbund.